Republicans on the finance panel say they like the massive cut in the state income tax Kasich is pushing, a phased-in 20% cut for families and a 50% cut for most small companies. But much of that cut would be paid for by applying a 5% state sales tax to more than 70 services that haven't been taxed before, among them cable TV, funerals, haircuts, advertising, legal fees, tax preparation, bowling, and more. It's that part that has Republicans balking. Here are four GOP Finance Committee members: Ron Magg, Peter Stotberg, Cheryl Grossman, and Bill Hayes.
I think we have to have a real good, in-depth discussion about this shifting of taxes.
I'm not ready to throw my support behind it or against it at the present time. We're looking into it, but you know, from a general perspective, I always think it's good to reduce our income tax rate because that is something we need to look at to get more people to come to Ohio and work in Ohio.
I think we all share the goal of reducing taxes, but we want to make sure that the path that we follow is beneficial to all.
Of course, we all like the idea of some taxes being lower, but this broadening of the sales tax has got a lot of inherent problems that are being pointed out by the questions being asked. So I guess I'm still in the waiting mode to see what we can work out.
It's the House Finance Panel that will amend the governor's proposed state budget and tax reform plan before it goes to a vote by the full Ohio House of Representatives. So, Tax Commissioner Joe Testa has been testifying. His basic sales pitch: if you want this big income tax cut to help small business and attract new companies in their jobs, we need to broaden the sales tax base. And that makes sense because Ohio's economy is now mostly based on services, a big change from when the sales tax began in the last century, applied only to goods. The current system has all kinds of contradictions, he says.
For instance, the purchase of a tax preparation software is taxable, but the tax preparation service is not. Satellite TV, for example, is currently taxed, but cable TV is not. When you rent a movie, you pay sales tax for it, but when you buy a ticket to a movie theater, there's no sales tax.
With some Republican lawmakers hesitating to strongly endorse the governor's tax reform package, minority Democrats have been trying to gain some leverage. They've been declaring, we might provide some yes votes, but only if the governor totally revamps the tax changes. Democratic State Representatives John Carney and Nikki Antonio say, let's negotiate.
We're open to having the conversation. The question is the governor open to having that conversation?
We will work with him, but he is going to need to make some major changes to ensure that we have a fair tax system, not a tax system that asks the middle class to pay more so that millionaires can pay less.
It's doubtful, though, Governor Kasich would totally reverse the conservative economic ideology that guides his tax reform plan. It's much more likely he'll work with his fellow Republicans, accepting changes to his plan that would bring more Republican legislators on board. In fact, that's what GOP State Representative Gerald Stebbleton is predicting, even as he holds back giving an unequivocal endorsement of the package.
I'm optimistically positive about it, that we'll get a package that may not be exactly the package that the governor has introduced. And I think that, you know, this guy's a realist. He was in the Congress for a long time, and he was the budget director. He knows he's not going to get everything that he wants, but we'll look at everything and try to be fair about it.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.